This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
If you've been a fan of national news and my work as the Health Ranger, and you're still a member of the Democrat tribe, I invite you to walk away for the following reasons. There's an accelerating walk-away movement. Use hashtag walk-away. The reason people are walking away from the Democrat tribe is because Democrats have now gone extreme fascism. There are now left-wing prominent groups and prominent candidates now who are marching with signs that say no borders, no prisons, no profits. And they are demanding the end of not just our national borders, not just shutting down all the prisons and letting all the felons free. They're also demanding the end of private industry or private ownership of businesses. This would, of course, end natural news. It would end the Health Ranger store. It would end Real.Video. All the things that you have come to rely on, all the hundreds of websites that we publish, including food.news, health.news, science.news, hundreds more, they would all be shut down because the left, they are fascists, and they don't believe in allowing individuals to operate a business without government control. And they're marching on this idea of no profits, which means they despise the free market system. They want a communist-style, centrally planned economy where they tell you how much money you're going to get paid, what work you're allowed to do. The state owns all business. And in every example we've seen of this throughout world history, this leads to destitution, mass poverty, massive loss of freedom, and ultimately desperation and starvation among the people. Look at the old Soviet Union. Look at modern-day North Korea. Look at Venezuela. It's probably the best example right now. Venezuela, just 10 years ago, was an abundant, highly educated nation, a first-world nation with a massive oil reserve and full of engineers and doctors and architects and intelligent, well-educated people. More educated than the average American, by the way. Today, Venezuela has collapsed into a starvation crap hole. That's the nice version of saying that. Venezuela is a disaster because the state has tried to take over, well, they have taken over basically all privately owned business. The media is totally controlled by the government. If you dare exercise your free speech and criticize the people in power, you get executed or imprisoned. You disappear. And that's what the left wants for America. And when you see these radical left-wing candidates running for office, or you see these marches where they say no borders, this is the kind of people that they are. They want to overrun and destroy America as a constitutional republic. They want that gone. They want no prisons. And by the way, along with that, they will soon demand no police. They will say no police, no prisons. So total chaos, total lawlessness in society. They want to turn the entire country into a sanctuary nation where criminals are immune to prosecution, where illegals are immune to deportation, where every city, every neighborhood is overrun with drug runners, murderers, rapists, child traffickers, child sex slavers, whatever. That's what they want, and they want to take over all private business, shut down the entire free market system, shut down Wall Street, shut down your retirement fund, shut down your business, take your job away. If you work for a business that's owned by a private individual or entity, the government would take over everything, and this is what Democrats now stand for. So if you are a member of the Democrat tribe, I invite you to rethink your alliance right now, because Democrats no longer represent America. Democrats no longer represent even tolerance. The Democrat Party has shifted to the radical left. They've gone full fascist. They've gone, you know, communist. They are now screaming and shouting at their political opponents, beating them, threatening to kill them. They're kicking people out of restaurants and movie theaters and bars, screaming and shouting at them. Mob violence. The left has become essentially a nationwide lynch mob. they are attacking gay white couples for being white. So if you're gay and you're white and you're male, you are no longer welcome by the left. They hate you now. So being gay is no longer enough. Your whiteness makes you evil in their minds, and your gayness doesn't compensate for your evil whiteness, you see. And trust me, they're coming for everybody. If you're a police officer, if you're an administrator, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're somebody who works for a living, they're coming for you because they want to turn the entire country into a model like Venezuela or maybe like Mexico, where it's just drug running, lawlessness, and gangs everywhere. A small group of elitists who confiscate all the money, and then the impoverished masses of enslaved, dumbed down, fully dependent individuals who are controlled by the government regime and a controlled left-wing media. And that's what they're trying to do. And they've pulled out all the stops. They're now going for broke. They've lost the elections. They've lost the Supreme Court. They've lost the House and the Senate. They're losing governorships. They're losing judicial positions by the hundreds. The left is now so desperate that they are going for broke with a massive attempted takeover slash revolution that is being pursued in the vein of communist revolutions of the past. And they're going to try to do it by starting a lot of public protests, you know, mobs of people running around, setting buildings on fire, bombing government buildings, intimidating and threatening Trump supporters. This is what Democrats have now become. It's a far cry, isn't it, from what they used to proclaim, that they were in favor of free speech and civil liberties, and they were in favor of personal freedom and personal choice, and they respected each individual for who they were. Far cry from that. Now the left has gone full fascist. It's like they just want to murder people who don't agree with them. They demand your obedience. They silence you if they can. If they don't like what you're saying, they just demand you be cut off. Cut off of YouTube. Cut off of Facebook. Silence, subjects. This is the new attitude of the left. And this is why people who have been Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. Again, it's called the Walk Away Movement. If you tweet about it, tweet with the hashtag walk away. All one word, walk away. That's the hashtag. And by the way, I used to be, I guess you could call me a Democrat. I used to be in college. I was a Clinton supporter. I know you might find that a little shocking to hear, knowing what I talk about today. But I didn't know much about politics at the time, and I was in a university. You know, I graduated from a four-year university. And in the university, the only, you know, it was like a fish in water. Everybody was a liberal. And I didn't know any different. And I remember thinking at that time that the college Republicans were weirdos. And I remember the 1994 assault weapons ban, I think, that was passed by Congress and signed by Bill Clinton, if I have my history correct. I think it was 94, not sure exactly. I remember thinking, that's awesome. We should ban assault weapons. I remember being in favor of it. And now, looking back, how little I knew. Because over the years, I woke up and I got informed. And little by little, I came to realize that the Democrat Party is synonymous with tyranny. And they don't want to lift people up. They want to keep people down. They don't want you to have your freedom or your ideas or your innovation. They want you to be a slave to their system. And then I found out about, you know, the crimes of Bill Clinton and the crimes of Hillary Clinton and then Obama and the way he committed treason against America and all these things. And I wasn't very happy with Bush either. The Bush regime, you know, CIA, warmongering, you know, weapons industry. I didn't like that either. And then Trump comes along, and he's a disruptor. And he is disrupting the entire broken, failed, dishonest, corrupt cabal of deep state government and bureaucracy. Trump is teaching us how to win back our freedom and stand up and demand that we, the people, run our country instead of these deep state operatives and elitists who want to keep us all enslaved, and Trump is taking it to them. And he is blowing holes in the side of the Democrat Party ship, to use a metaphor. And that ship is going down. And as that ship is going down, the people on the ship, the Democrats in charge, are getting increasingly insane and desperate. And they're lashing out and screaming out against everyone who used to be on their team. You know, like gay white men, for example, or even African Americans, who are also waking up in huge numbers and realizing that Democrats aren't helping black folks. It's Trump's good economy, record low unemployment for African Americans, the lowest level in history under Trump. So if you've been part of the Democrat tribe, it's time to walk away and join those of us who have long supported President Trump, because we saw this. We saw the importance of what Trump is doing. We saw this coming. And we know that Democrats will destroy everything you value in society while Trump is trying to set us all free. Just hand us back our country and our opportunity to be Americans and to live under a system of liberty and economic freedom. That's what Trump is working so hard to give us. So, hey, leave the Democrat Party, join us, join our support for President Trump, and we still have a very solid chance of taking our country back. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website, naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.